This is HPR episode 2151 entitled Bar Camp Manchester Part 2 and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is an interview with the organizer and one of the sponsors of the event.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm at Bar Camp Manchester, number 7, and with me I've got the organiser, Claire Dodd, or Girl Geek Up North, as she's known on Twitter. Claire, could you tell us a little bit about what Bar Camp Manchester is about?
Sure. So Bar Camp is an unconference where it's different from traditional conferences. We have no scheduled speakers at all. Everyone rocks up on the first day and the only scheduled item is the opening talk from me. And after that, anyone who attends is welcome to talk about anything they feel passionate about. The talk slots are 30 minutes and they're not decided until the morning of the first day, and people just turn up, write their name and the name of a talk on a piece of card and pop it up in the grid on an available slot. We have 6 tracks running simultaneously, and I think we have about 14 sessions for the first day, because this year we're doing an overnight conference, so we're going all the way up to 10 o'clock tonight with our talks, and then we start again tomorrow morning and it's all the same up until 6 o'clock.
I believe even after 10 o'clock there's going to be certain activities going on during the evening or later into the night.
Yes, we always have some evening entertainment. We have a game called Werewolf that's traditionally played at bar camps, which will no doubt be being played to, I reckon, probably pushing for maybe 3-4 in the morning.
Sounds very interesting. I shall be tucked away in bed by then, I'm afraid. Could you just tell us how you got involved in actually organising Manchester Bar Camp?
Yeah, so I first attended a bar camp, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. I went to Bar Camp Blackpool, organised by Les Pounder and Gemma Cameron. And it was my first experience of anything like that whatsoever. I didn't know what to expect, and I turned up, and it was absolutely amazing. It was the best thing I've ever been to. And I was completely hooked from there. So I attended Bar Camp Blackpool for 3 years running. And then the year after that, Ian Forrester put a call out saying he wanted to resurrect Bar Camp Manchester, which had been on a hiatus for a few years. And would anyone like to help? Mm. So being a complete lover of bar camps and totally wanting to help that happen in Manchester, I volunteered and did quite a lot of the work in the first year where we held it at Spaceport X. After that, I kind of ran with it. So this is now my 3rd year and it takes over my life, but in a really good way.
Yeah, having been a friend of Les Pounder, who, like you say, was one of the founders of Bar Camp Blackpool, I know how much work goes into organising these events. You've obviously got quite a team. Is there anyone you'd like to thank in particular?
Oh gosh, yeah, so on the day, it can't happen on your own. You've got to have support. I mean, my other half, Aaron, is absolutely phenomenal. He never really officially volunteers every year. He's just the person standing next to me that's like, please can you go do this, please can you go do this. And he's like the silent helper that really is a kind of, he's the one that takes over the bar camp on the day, because I'm the one that's running around doing all the face-to-face stuff. He's the one running around making sure the urns are topped up, making sure everything's got. And then we've got an amazing core team of volunteers this year. So we've got Rick Threlfall, who's done our t-shirts. So we have an amazing
very
design on our t-shirts.
Very posh they are as well.
Fantastic t-shirts this year, and he's helping out on the day. We've got some of the volunteers. We've got Anna and Angela, Simon and Laura, and Jane. They're all helping out during the day. So you'll see them running around with plates of food. And they are fantastic, our volunteers, because there are some perks of being a volunteer. You get your pick of the swag and you're the first to get fed. But other than that, it's all about just helping out and wanting to get involved in the community. And then obviously tomorrow we've got our National Coding Week workshops as well. So we've got a ton of devs who have volunteered to help out mentoring and coaching on those workshops. So we really can't do it without people like that.
Brilliant. We here it's just about 10 to 12 coming up to lunch, but we've already had a couple of talks. Is there anything that struck you as particularly enjoyable this morning so far?
Oh my gosh, yes. I've just been to a talk by a young chap called Joshua, who's 12 years old, working on EduPython. Absolutely phenomenal. I can't believe he's only been coding since February this year, and he's already designing his own libraries and really getting some amazing stuff out there that are going to help young people learn how to code. It's absolutely phenomenal what the younger generation are capable of now, and I think he's an absolute standout for what he's achieved so far.
Yes, I've interviewed Josh for HPR in the past, and I've just videoed his talk, so that'll be available via his website at some time in the future. But yeah, he's fantastic. I also went to a talk on women in tech run by Alan. Did you get a chance to see that?
I didn't know, but I've worked a lot with Alan. I know he's quite passionate about that subject, as I'm sure many people are. It's always a recurring theme at Barcamp. We do tend to have quite a lot of talks along that line.
Okay, well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed, and hopefully we'll see you at Barcamp Manchester next year.
Hopefully, yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, this is Tony Hughes again for Hacker Public Radio. I'm still at Barcamp Manchester, and I've got Damien from Layershift, who's one of the Barcamp Manchester sponsors this year, and he's going to explain a little bit about what they are.
Okay, so we are a managed hosting company. We're based here in Manchester. We've been going since about 2006. We're here this year to publicise our new hosting platform called Nscale. So it's a platform as a service for Java, PHP, Ruby and Python based web applications. And we have a scaling challenge, so we're challenging the attendees here to build the highest tower of wooden blocks, a Jenga-style game, basically to see who can get the most moves within 5 minutes.
Okay, oh, well, that's interesting. What when you say you're a hosting company, what kind of hosting do you do in the sense of that the community might be interested?
That's an interesting question. So most of our hosting is for small and medium-sized businesses. Right. So we host anything from like blogs or e-commerce sites. You know, our typical customer maybe has, you know, 20 or 30 employees. There's certainly lots of our customers are based either here in Manchester or around the Northwest. And yeah, they are hosting on things like, for example, Magento or PrestaShop. You know, different, mostly PHP based applications is our sort of core market, let's say. But we host some much bigger customers as well, people like Laura Ashley and the transport marketplace called Shipley. We have like a very broad spectrum of customers.
Okay, so what kind of costs would a typical hosting site that you provide cost?
Okay, so our kind of starting price is around about £35 per month. Because we are targeting mainly sort of business customers, then it's not like how cheap can we provide it, but it's about the value. So for example, with our hosting service, we will manage the sort of security aspects of the server itself. So we are effectively providing, let's say we are saving you from having to hire, you know, a sysadmin in your company. So we're saving you maybe, you know, that 30 or however many thousand pounds per year for that member of staff, you know, by paying like a few hundred pounds a year to us.
So do you provide web design services as well?
No, we actually work with many web design companies like in the area, so lots of freelancers or web design studios. And because of that, we don't sort of enter that market. We're not, you know, basically eating our own customers' business.
Okay. Would you like to tell the listeners who may be interested, may have a small business out there, how they can contact you?
Yeah, so the best way to find out more about our services is surprisingly on our website. So at layershift.com. Yeah, we have all the information there about our managed VPSs and also our platform as a service.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio signing off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.